Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into a really significant national strategy document. It's the National Development Plan 2030, the NDP 2030, you might know the subtitle, Our Future, Make It Work. And the core mission, well, it's huge. We're talking about aiming to eliminate poverty and really slash inequality by 2030. The way it aims to do that involves, well, quite a few things. Uniting South Africans, getting citizen energy going, growing an inclusive economy, building capabilities, and making the state itself work better.
Absolutely. And it's important to grasp the sheer breadth of it. It's not just an economic plan. Far from it. It really evolved, you know? Beyond just initial thoughts, it digs deep into four main areas. The rural economy, social protection, making sure there's a safety net, and also how the country fits into the region and the world, plus, crucially, improving safety in communities. It's aiming for, a whole-of-society shift.
Okay, that definitely sets the scene. But let's talk numbers for a second. How ambitious are we talking, economically speaking? What kind of growth does this whole vision depend on?
Well, the numbers are pretty staggering, actually. To make this 2030 vision a reality, the plan says the country needs GDP growth averaging 5.4% every single year. That kind of pace is what's needed for the whole economy to grow, in real terms, by 2.7 times. But tied right into that growth, the biggest pressure point, jobs.
Right, the employment target. That's the one that always stands out. 11 million new jobs by 2030. So going from about 13 million employed to 24 million. I mean, just saying that number, 11 million jobs, it really demands a pause. It's just an enormous scale. Where does the plan say the biggest hurdle is for that?
Yeah, it's massive. And the document is very, very clear on the immediate critical challenge, youth unemployment. It flags it specifically. It basically says, look, we absolutely have to tackle these alarming levels of youth unemployment. Providing opportunities for young people is non-negotiable. If they get left behind, the whole thing falters.
And creating all those jobs plus the growth needed, that requires serious investment, right?
Yeah.
Where's the capital supposed to come from?
Exactly. Investment is fundamental. The plan calls for a dramatic ramp up in what's called gross fixed capital formation. For you listening, that's essentially investment in the big long-term stuff. Infrastructure, factories, new equipment, things like that. That figure needs to jump from around 17% of GDP right up to 30%. That kind of shift really highlights the needed acceleration and development.
Okay, so you have these big economic targets, the jobs, the investment. But the plan links all this technical stuff back to a kind of higher purpose, doesn't it?
It does, very explicitly. The ultimate vision stated in the plan is about achieving a prosperous South Africa, yes, but also one that's truly non-racial and non-sexist, a democracy that belongs to everyone. It talks directly about healing past wounds and, crucially, actively fixing the inequities left by, you know, centuries of racial exclusion. It's aspirational, but also grounded in that history. And the document doesn't pull any punches about the urgency. It flat out warns that if decisive action isn't taken quickly, the country's democratic gains will be threatened. So the message is clear. The time to act is now.
Which brings us to our final thought for you today. This NDP 2030 document really leans heavily on concepts like social cohesion, on trust. It even states directly that high inequality corrodes trust among fellow citizens. So if this whole ambitious vision depends on essentially a massive social compact, government, business, labor, everyone pulling together, investing, sharing the load, what happens if that foundational trust just isn't there or it breaks down? What's the missing ingredient needed to get that full societal buy-in, especially when inequality remains so high? Something to think about.